Welcome to Dave DiPaolo's Deep Dive on Z94.3 and Z94.3Radio.com. Brought to you by the Waterford at Edison Lakes, an independent and assisted living community in Mishawaka. Come discover the difference. Brothers Dwayne and Greg Ullman loved country music, blues, and jazz. Together with their friends Dickie Betts, Barry Oakley, Butch Trucks, and Jamo Johansson, they formed the Ullman Brothers Band in Jacksonville, Florida in 1969. Let's take a deep dive now into the short-lived group. Dwayne and Greg had their fair share of trials and tribulations as kids that provided them plenty of fodder to write songs, including the death of their Army Sergeant father, who was murdered by a hitchhiker he picked up in 1949. At the time, Dwayne was 3 and Greg was just 2. The band was able to form in the late 60s without losing their membership due to the draft for the Vietnam War because Greg shot himself in the foot, and Dwayne was the eldest son, taking the role of the head of the family after his father's death. Before the band settled on their fairly simple and obvious name choice, they had a few other choices, including The Escorts, The 31st of February, Hourglass, Almanac, and The Almond Joys. Back in the day, there weren't many left-handed guitars being made. The brothers were both left-handed and ended up teaching themselves to play regular right-handed guitars. Early on, the band used to take hallucinogenic mushroom extract pills and start jamming early in the morning. The shrooms influenced them so much that they decided to make it part of the band's logo. While the band began with 2 studio albums, it was their live album At Fillmore East from 1971 that cemented their hold in history as one of the most prolific jam bands, encouraging their fans to enjoy the music by taping the show if they wanted to. The band would have been at Woodstock as spectators, but didn't feel like fighting the traffic. They instead decided to get together for the second Woodstock in the 90s, as performers this time. Greg Ullman married Cher in 1975. They had an on-and-off relationship till 1979. They released an album together in 77 called To the Hard Way. It was credited to Ullman and Woman. If you're a fan of the Derek and the Dominoes song Layla, that's actually Dwayne Ullman's guitar you're listening to. The band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995 by Willie Nelson. Greg Ullman went to rehab the next day. And in 1971, Dwayne died in a motorcycle crash, with the band dedicating their 1972 effort, Eat a Peach, in his honor. Unfortunately, just over a year later, bassist Barry Oakley also suffered the same fate in November of 1972. Greg Ullman would keep the band together until his death of liver cancer in 2017. And that is your deep dive for today.